forget you. We wouldn't articulate that, but our actions show that. I'm not going to church. I'm mad at God. And then we go from there. Amen. If you haven't been mad at least one time at God, then I don't think you're normal. Amen. Some of you are just flat out mad, period. Amen. Hallelujah. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Your inability to make it happen. God told me when I went through that, he said, if I called you to preach, I called you to preach. I didn't call you because you could talk. I can talk through a donkey. Well, I said, give me a donkey then. And he did me. He said, I didn't call you because you could do anything. I called you because I called you. And if I called you, then you be what I called you to be. And if all you can do is stand there and look at them and smile, then you do that. And I said, okay, God. If that's what you want, that's what you get. I was still a little ticked. How many ever get ticked when God won't do what you want him to do? Come on. God, I've done everything I know to do to get you to do what needs to be done here. And it ain't happening. And I'm real unhappy about it. Come on. Matter of fact, I was so unhappy about it, I said, God, I'm sitting down on you. How's that? How you like that? Matter of fact, I told him, I said, see, I was leading praise and worship, so I could sing. How many know I don't stutter when I sing? That's grace. How many would like to listen to a song service with a stuttering? Somebody praise the Lord. Good God Almighty. There's always something to praise God for. Hallelujah. I told God, God, I don't know what you're doing. I can't figure it out. I've done everything I know to do. I'm sitting on that last pew, on the last seat, and somebody else can do it.